the beginning of Sefer Yikra connects with the end of Sefer Vayikra. Because the Kohanim were kula with the Rabban Shlom. They didn't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have land to work. You know, they were kula for the Rabban Shlom. And then there was the rest of the Klal Yisrael. Once every 7 years, Shabbos Aretz, Shabbos Lashem, the Yidden lived the life of a Kohanim. The Tachlis of the Beis Hamikdash was to be Tachlis Shkoyim. Tachlis of the Beis Hamikdash was to give the Yidden a koyach and a hashpa, what it means to be kol kulei with the Rabban Shalom. Even when they're out of the Beis Hamikdash, they should know what it means to be kol kulei with the Rabban Shalom. So the mitzvah of Shemitah is be'emes a direct result. The mitzvah of Shemitah is a direct result from the Mishkan. It's taka connected, the beginning of Ayikra and the end of Ayikra. Because the Shemitah is kulei Hashem, just like the life of the Kohanim, which is the bechina of kulei Hashem. And that's why Yid is to know that the more he's with Hashem, the better farmer he'll be. People think you leave the Beis Medrash, so then you're leaving Ruchnias because you have to go and make money. It's fakert. The more you bring the Beis Medrash into your field, the better the fruits will grow. So Bahar is that bechina that we spend the kulei Shabbos Lashem, and Mitzivisi is Bechosi, Mitzivisi is Bechosi. And that's the kesher between Bahar and Bechagoisai. Or if Shakua and Toiro, you're going to think that you won't have Parnasa. The Mishkan showed how if you call Kula Dovik to the Rabban Shalom, is Valerisi Tzadik Nezov, Mazarim Avakashloch, Kfir Marsha Vareva, Vadosh Hashem, Layachs Rechultev. And that's the mitzvah of Shemitah, which is Mamish that, Mitzivisi is Bechosi. And that's the whole Inyan of Bechukosai. And that's how it connects to the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was the Inyan of the Kohanim, the Mishkan, the Kohanim, who were busy the whole day in Avodas Hashem. They had lots of food to eat. And you look at the person who's meshubed himself to the Rabban Shalom, is then everything will grow and everything will be geshmak. Don't think Chas v'Shalom that you're menutak because you're far away. The last mitzvah in Sefer Vayikra is Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema, Mipri Oret, Chol Maisa Oret, talking about Maisa Sheini, right? So, Chol Maisa. Chol Maisei Ha'aretz Mizera Ha'aretz, it's home to the farmer. Mipri Ha'etz Lashem Hu Kodesh Lashem. So what does that mean? That's Maisei Sheini. What do you have to do with Maisei Sheini? To bring it to Yerushalayim. Lashem Hu Kona Hashem U'mishulchono Yitzim Elochal La'alis V'lechad Yerushalayim. This is the end of Ayikra. Now what? Now wherever you are, you have to know that all the fruits that are growing in your field are Kodesh Lashem. What's Kodshim? Kodshim is Tachbis HaMikdash Tekinyonim. The food that's growing in your field, the Rosh Hashanah wants you to mekasha that with Yerushalayim and HaKodesh, and mekasha that with the Beis Hamikdash. that's the end of Sefer Vayikra. The kesha between the fruits that are growing in my field and coming back to him in the Beis Hamikdash, you say Mishulchan Gavoya Kasochu. And in Rashi's Lashon was, you're eating from Hashem's table. In Maisa Sheini, you're eating from the Rosh Hashanah's table. It's to be mechaber the Yid, even the Yid furthest afield away, back to Yerushalayim. That's the sod of Shemitah, that's the sod of Chakoisa Tilechu, that's the sod of Yitam Piriyah, that's the sod of Maisa Sheini, that's the way Yikra ends with. Ah, Shkoyach.